Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
Welcome to a New Year's edition of iMac with your host, me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host on the other line, William Willie Boy Rameau. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up? Happy New Year's to everybody. What's up? What's up, McCorley? What's going on?
Happy New Year, 2014. And 2013 went pretty fast, didn't it? I mean, it seemed like we just entered 2013. And now it's gone, and now we're in a new year. So, got to prepare for this new year. And if you guys have any questions or want to share your feedback, you can call in the number here, which is 646-721-9904. Again, that's 646-721-9904. We're going to talk about the winter storm that hit the Northeast here. Talk about our resolutions for the new year. Going to talk about some entertainment news. And we'll talk about Paranormal Activity, which was released yesterday in theaters. I went to see the special screening on Thursday at the Regal Theater on 42nd. So for those of you who haven't seen it yet, I'll give you a little preview. and a little review of the film. So check that out later in the show. I'll talk about that. And I'll also talk about the 13 craziest, most perverted deaths of all time. I'll give you a countdown of the craziest perverted deaths you'll ever hear of later in the show. So, Will, let's start it off. New Year's, and we're in the new year here, 2014. You got any big New Year's resolutions for this year? Anything special?
Just to try to do my best, you know.
Yeah, that's all you could do, really. I usually for every new year, I write down my resolutions, but this year, instead of writing it down, I'm going to actually do it instead of going by a list, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do the talk rather than walk the walk.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, I'm going to walk the walk rather than talk the talk, you know? So I'm going to actually do it instead of, like, going by a list and talking about it. You know, I'm going to actually do it. I want to be healthy and fit for this year. I want to hopefully look for bigger and better things as far as my career.
Right.
And hopefully look for a nice apartment in somewhere in New York City. And find me a nice shorty who could be a future wifey, maybe, you know?
I feel you.
And cheat on her like Dwayne Wade.
Well, I don't feel you on that one. You lost me there. I hanged up phone call there.
But yeah, I mean, those are my resolutions. You know, hopefully they come true. Yeah, but like I said, I'm just gonna walk the walk instead of doing the talking like I do every year. So I'm actually gonna accomplish the goals that I set forth for this new year.
Yeah, I feel you, man.
And right now I'm watching some football. Right now the Saints are playing the Eagles in the second game of this the NFL playoffs today.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the Eagles are up by 1 point in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's not making me happy since I don't like the Eagles or any other NFC East team besides my New York Giants.
Of course, naturally.
So
I'm guessing you're rooting for the Saints other than your rival Eagles.
I'm rooting for the Saints. I'm not rooting for the Eagles.
Kid.
I want the Saints to win.
I know.
I don't like the Eagles whatsoever.
I know. You want them to march in.
I hate Philly and everything about Philly. I hate their cheesesteak, even though I eat it. But no, I do not want them to win here. So.
So if Saints beat Eagles, you're going to be singing the Saints go marching in next week?
I'll be marching in myself.
You joined the marching band.
I know. I mean, yeah, this is the only thing that's going on TV right now. I mean, today has really been really not an eventful day, you know.
Yeah.
Winter storm hit the Northeast, and everyone's been stuck in their house because of the snowstorm that hit the city late Thursday evening. And in the city here, in Brooklyn, we had like 6 to 8 inches of snow?
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I didn't go to work yesterday because of that.
It was ridiculous.
I had to work remotely from my computer, and my damn computer kept acting up and was real slow and kept booting me out of the system while I was working.
Yep.
But luckily, I got work done, so I'm lucky on that. And you said you were working home, or you were working remotely also, right?
Yeah. A lot of stuff happened, man.
I could imagine.
Yeah, you imagine it. It's worse.
And they call this storm Winter Storm Hercules. Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, why did they come up with these most ridiculous names?
I
don't
know. What's next? Hurricane Yolis? Thunderstorm Zeno.
I mean, most recently, just call it by the year. It's called Winter Storm 2014 or something. Like, why you got to come up with a dumb name for it?
I know.
Doesn't make any sense. Have you had a chance to go outside and play with the snow?
Nope.
Actually, yeah.
I haven't had a chance to watch Charlie Brown's Christmas. That's how much, you know, going on with the snow.
I had a chance to actually open my window and make a little snowball, you know, just because I was bored. There was nothing else to do, so that's what I did.
Did you hear that Charlie Brown song?
Which one?
You know, the Christmas song when they start singing, like a choir.
Oh, yeah. No.
I don't know the words of the song.
I know.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Didn't you play it on your show last week? I mean, not last week, the week before.
I think I did. I played that a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
I don't know what the heck they said. All I know is high pitch.
But anyway, well, let's get into some entertainment news here. Of course, the big news is Dwayne Wade. He welcomed his third child this past week, and this child is not with Gabrielle Union, who he's been dating for the last what?
Forever on and off for like I don't know, like ever since he got divorced.
Yeah, for like 2 years or something, 3 years.
I think it's longer than that. Probably like 4 years.
Yeah, 2009, I think, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
I think 2009, right.
So, basically, he has a child, and he welcomed a new baby son in the world. And the baby mama's name is not Gabrielle Union. It's actually a woman named Aja Metayer, who is also the baby mama of Damon Wayne Jr.'s kids. You know, so this woman seems to get around in the entertainment business. Mm-hmm. She already has two children with Damon Wayne's son, and now she has a baby with Dwayne Wade. And allegedly, before they reported, they thought the woman who was the baby mama was a girl called Sandra Schultz,
mm-hmm.
who's I guess she's a former girlfriend of Lamar Odom. But then they confirmed that it's not her. It's this Aja Metayer that's the baby mama. And so now people have been saying that, you know, if the baby was just born and Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union have been dating for 4 years, then Dwayne Wade had to have cheated on Gabrielle Union sometime during their relationship. Dwayne Wade is denying it. He's saying that, oh, they were on a break when he had, you know, sexual relations with this woman. But TMZ and some other outlets are reporting that's not the case, because there's proof from Instagram and tweets from Twitter that, you know, when this baby was conceived, or when this baby, I mean, when Dwayne Wade had sexual relations with this woman, Dwayne Wade was still with Gabrielle Union at the time. So all evidence points to Dwayne Wade cheating on Gabrielle Union during their relationship, which is what I thought initially. That's what it was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, of course, you know, Dwayne Wade, he's denying it. But we all know from all the evidence is pointing to him, he cheated at some point during their relationship. And Gabrielle Union, she's standing by her man, you know. I don't know, you know, if she's happy with the whole thing, but she's sticking with him and, you know, she's engaged, you know, to marry him soon. And she has a $1 million engagement ring that, you know, she was given by Dwayne Wade. So I don't think she'll leave him. You know, I think she'll forgive him. And, you know, he'll make it up to her. And, you know, he's rich. You know, how can you leave a rich guy like that? I mean, she could leave him. But then again, well, I mean, she's not married, so she can't get any, what is that called when, you know, when two celebrities marry and then they get a divorce and then they get, you know,
alimony,
a lump sum of money?
Alimony?
Is it alimony?
Yeah, I think alimony is when a woman gets it from a man. Palimony, I think, is when a man gets it from a woman. But that one is very rare.
Yeah, they don't have any nuptial agreement since they're not married, so.
Yeah, and they don't have no kids.
Right.
They don't have any kids with each other, so.
Right. So, I mean, time and time again, man, these male celebrities, they don't learn, like, you know, if you can cheat, you get caught, you know. You don't get caught, but these male celebrities, they don't learn, man. When they cheat, they're going to get caught eventually. I mean,
of course.
But you know, I was talking about this with one of my coworkers at my job. A lot of these male celebrities and male athletes, they're tempted by, you know, a lot of groupies and women on the road and women who swarm over them because they're rich and famous. You know, as a man, you know, your mind is in your penis, you know? So a lot of times you're not thinking up there, you're thinking down there, you know? So, you know, I don't blame Dwayne Wade, but then again, I mean, he should be more responsible because, I mean, he is in a committed relationship with a woman. But being a man, sometimes the vajayjay is poisonous, you know? It's tempting, you know? There's a lot of temptation. You could be a religious man, and you'll still be tempted by the vajayjay, you know? And, you know, when I say temptation, I'm not talking about temptation by Christ. So temptation of the punani.
I think we got the
you know? It's lethal, man. The vajayjay is.
That's
what you're playing.
What, you know, what type of chick you're going to fall with, you know, like these athletes, you know, these women, these gold digging type women. Not saying that this woman is, but.
Yeah,
you know,
true. True.
Saying in general, you know, there are, like you said, there's a lot of dudes, you know, especially athletes, you know, celebrities who are tempted by, you know, just a pretty face, but they don't realize that, you know, those chicks are, you know, has certain intentions.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, women should know. Guys should know right away that, you know, these women that are swarming over them are gold diggers and want something from them. I mean, they should know, but they still fall for the bait. You know,
they think, you know, because, you know, they're rich and successful, they're good looking, you know,
mm-hmm.
a guy like that, and they, you know, they just fall for the trap, basically.
Yeah, like, I don't know if you heard this recent story. Your boy from New York Jets, Geno Smith. Right now, he's in controversy with a woman he met online.
Wow, really? I didn't hear this.
Yeah, he met her online, and I guess he followed her on Instagram, and he hit her up, and he wanted to meet with her, and they had sex, and, you know, he flew her out on Christmas Day and to some of the games, and I guess after that, you know, he dumped her and never called her or something, and now she's out to get revenge. You know, she has all these pictures, new pictures, I'd say, and these text messages from Geno Smith. All this while Geno Smith was dating a girl. Geno Smith has a girlfriend, so he was doing this while he was dating someone else. And now this girl wants to show how a scumbag and how a bad person Geno Smith is by trying to defame him and trying to make him out to be one of the scumbags of the earth, you know. But I mean, she knew who he was, you know. And you know what happened is when he followed her on Instagram, she didn't know who he was at first. But when she looked at his pictures, she saw him with Jay-Z, and she saw that he was a New York Jet football player. She followed him back. So she knew right from then and there what she was getting herself into. She knew, okay, this is a big-time celebrity. I'm going to hook up with him, you know, and maybe we'll get married or something. But that wasn't the case because he already had a girlfriend, and she was just a side piece for him, basically. You know, and now she's out to get her revenge, you know, and try to make him out to be, you know, a dirtbag. So I kind of blame her because, I mean, she should know better. She should know what she's getting herself into with, you know, getting in a relationship with a male celebrity, you know. And I blame also Geno Smith for having a girlfriend and also, you know, having sexual relations with other women outside of his relationship.
Yep.
And now this has come back to haunt him in a big way. So crazy, man. These athletes, it never gets old with these athletes and these stories. Always the same thing, you know?
It never ends, man. It's like a Nicklaus, man. It just never ends.
It never ends. Never ends. But, hey, I can't blame him. If I was a male athlete or male celebrity and I had a lot of money and a lot of women swarming over me, I'd bang the shit out of them, too. You know? I'd do the same damn thing.
I mean, I understand, the temptation, but, he should have known better, he had a woman, he shouldn't have been doing that, but...
Vagina, man. The vagina's poisonous, man.
It's poisonous if it's attached to, a gold digger. Sure.
I'm telling you, man, you can be one of the most committed, one of the faithfulest guys on earth. But when that vagina gets close to you, it's like that apple that Satan presented in front of Adam.
You have a point there. You're right. You're right.
You know?
You're right.
You can't.
You're absolutely right. You get deceived. It's like getting high off a drug.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I never did drugs, but I mean, from what people, from the stories, basically, you get that rush, and then afterwards, once that rush is over, you got high off whatever you got high off of. You basically, the withdrawal is basically you're dealing with the aftermath of, what you did wrong.
Yep, definitely. And also another celebrity, Ludacris, also, he has some baby mama drama. He also fathered a baby with another woman.
What?
And he's currently in a relationship with his longtime girlfriend, Eudoxie.
Preposterous. No, wait, that's Ludacris.
So another male celebrity, cheating outside their relationship and fathering a child. I mean, these male celebrities also, don't they know how to use condoms? I mean...
Well, hey, remember, when he moves, she moves. Is that his fault? When he moves, she moves too.
Man, never gets old with these celebrities.
It never does, man.
But, all this sex talk, I want to talk about the 13 craziest.
You sound like you're getting serious now.
This is going to get serious, and this might get a little bit, it might get a little bit gruesome, depending on how you look at these.
What is this category again?
This is called the 13 craziest perverted deaths of all time.
Wow, this is really weird.
Yeah, this was from a website called Ranker.com. It basically has lists and ranks the most. It gives you lists of different things by category.
Wow, this no offense to the person who came up with this list, but I mean, this was had a lot of time on their hands.
Well, these are actual stories that have happened, and basically it's a list of the craziest deaths that have happened from sexual intercourse or from sexual deviance or, anything that's related to sex that's caused death, this list has it. So I'm going to count it down for you, and it's in no particular order.
Oh, it's in no particular order, because I had a feeling number 13 would still be horrible, and I couldn't believe, I wouldn't be able to believe what could have been number one. So you said
they're all horrible. They're all horrible. So I'm going to count it down for you. I'm going to give you from 1 to 13. I'm starting at number 1 first.
Mm.
Okay, so number 1, a woman died of an allergic reaction after having sex with a dog.
Mm.
And this happened in Germany. Now, I don't know the date, but it just says that the woman was 43 years old, and she was into bestiality, and she joined an online bestiality group, and she met with... I guess a couple or someone who wanted her to have sex with their dog. And she went ahead to their house and had sex with the dog. The dog ejaculated in her, just like they're supposed to during sexual intercourse. And her immune system was not fit to take the dog's semen.
Because a woman, a human being and the dog or any creature shouldn't be, messing around like that.
Exactly.
You're supposed to love your animals, but not like that.
So basically, her immune system was allergic to the dog's semen, and her body, she went into anaphylactic shock, which killed her because her immune system was shut down because of that. I've never heard a thing like that before. That's crazy.
I never heard of that word, period.
Anaphylactic shock.
What? I'm glad I never took a spelling test. I mean, a spelling bee.
Oh,
me and
wow.
You would have both got kicked out from that spelling bee.
But man, that just shows you, like, if you're going to have sex with a dog, make sure your immune system is strong enough to...
No, maybe not.
That,
maybe,
you know?
maybe you shouldn't. I mean...
Yeah, it's crazy.
There's enough human beings. I mean.
Oh yeah, I'm not condoning it. But I'm saying, like, if there are perverts out there that are into that stuff, you got to be careful. You know.
I'm not giving nobody no advice. The advice is don't do it.
Neither am I. But you know, there are some sick people out there. So. But
moving on. This is just 13. This is the first one. My goodness. All right.
Let me move on to number two. Number two, a security guard died while masturbating at work in a wetsuit and in a gas mask.
Oh, my God.
And this was his first day on the job.
Oh, my God. I mean, this is a joke. This sounds like something I'm from Jackass or something.
It's,
I mean, what is this?
It's stupid, man. And this guy... He inhaled poppers, and he was masturbating in a woman's and men's bathroom of this place where he's working at.
Oh, my gosh, man.
And I guess he died because of that, you know.
That's embarrassing.
That's crazy.
I feel sorry for these people, man. I mean, let's just go on to this thing. I don't even know what else to say about this.
It's going
to
get worse. It's going to get worse.
I assume so. I assume so. Somehow, it's going to get worse.
Number three, a really attractive 30-year-old British woman named Nicola Paginton was found dead in a home after coworkers worried about her not coming to work. When they arrived to her house, they found her laying dead on her bed, naked, and she had a sex toy beside her and some porn playing on her laptop. And it looks like she died from a cardiac arrest or from an irregular heartbeat from masturbating. From, I guess, masturbating so intensely.
Wow.
And who knows how long she was masturbating.
Goodness.
So she ended up dying from that, you know. She must have been really going at it for her to die.
This is a serious story. I mean,
these are serious, man.
These are serious stories. I mean, but I don't know, man. These stories sound like they're made up. I mean, I believe these stories are real, but these stories sound like...
They're real. The Nicole Paginton, I did Google her. It looks like that it is a real story. She did die from some, I guess, from intense arousal, something. I mean, I don't know, but it's...
My God.
Crazy,
I mean,
man.
This has to be the craziest and weirdest ranking you've ever given on your show, period, man.
It's crazy.
How are we going to give us these other, the next ones? How are we going to do this? I don't...
Well, let me go on to give you the other ones that's on the list here. Number four, an Alabama minister died after being hogtied, and he wore... Damn it, my computer messed up.
Oh, my God. He died because your computer messed up?
No, my damn computer messed up, man. My computer just froze right there.
So your computer just died, too?
All right, let me boot this up here.
Wow, I mean, these stories are really crazy. I mean, man.
Oh, yeah, I might not even finish the list tonight. I might have to continue it next week and do a part two here.
Oh, man.
It's crazy, man. So let me start up my computer here, my damn computer. This was the same thing that my computer was doing to me when I was working yesterday. But in the meantime... I'll get back to the rest of the list, but let me give you a preview and a review of Paranormal Activity. So Paranormal Activity, fifth installment of, you know, this franchise, it was released this past Friday, although one of my friends had a, you know, free ticket to see a special screening on Thursday at the Regal Theater. So I went after work. and I got to see the movie. I think it was about 80 to 90 minutes. It wasn't that long, but it turned out to be a pretty good movie. I mean, it wasn't great, you know, but it turned out to be a good movie. There's some pretty good-looking Hispanic girls that's in that film. And one of them goes by name, her real name is Gabrielle Walsh. If you Google her, man, you're going to see this girl. She is fine.
Wow, I never heard of her.
I've never heard of her either before I seen that movie. But I was like, damn, I need to Google her. And I went to Google her and I, you know, looked at more images of her. She is hot.
Damn.
I got to find out her age also because she looks like she's maybe in her early 20s. 23, 24, maybe even 25, who knows. But yeah, I mean, I would tell you guys just to go see Paranormal Activity because of the hot girls that's in that movie.
Because
there's like three Hispanic girls that I saw that are good looking in that movie. But again, the movie itself was okay. You know, it's about this teenager who gets possessed by ghosts that's in his house. And his friends try to save them, but his friends are not successful. And, you know, in all these Paranormal Activity movies, you get the point of view perspective, you know. And, you know, these Paranormal Activity movies, they're mockumentary horror films. So they're not like your original horror films, you know. They're different style of filming. But it wasn't that scary, to be honest. I was not scared. There are a couple of scenes where you're like, oh, shit, did that just happen, you know? But it's not a scary film. I would rate the film from a 1 to 5. I'd give it a 3.5. I've seen the first two Paranormal Activities, which were pretty good. I haven't seen the other two that's in the series, but this one would be okay. It would be okay. I mean, I think the recent horror movies that I've seen, like Insidious, and what was that other one that came out that everyone was talking about last year? What was that other one? Do you remember that other horror movie that people were talking about last year?
The Conjuring?
The Conjuring, there you go. That was scary. That was scary. I mean, that Paranormal Activity does not compare to that at all. So if you're looking to be scared out of your boots, this Paranormal Activity movie is not going to do that for you. But if you want to check out some hot girls, definitely. It's a movie that you want to see. So, again, I gave it 3.5 stars, and you can go and see it and see whether you like it or not and see how it is for yourself.
This is the first time a 3.5 movie is getting rave reviews. You're giving a three out of ten because of...
Three out of five. Three out of five.
Three and a half out of five. Overall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it was 3 out of 10, but you said just watch it for the, you know, the fine ladies on it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I mean, if you want to see the hot girls that I'm talking about, go see the movie for that.
Yeah, because I thought you said it was 3 out of 10 at first.
No, 3.5 out of 5.
I got you now.
If it was out of 10, I'd give it a 7. That's what I would rank it.
Gotcha.
But, so go and see it. So let me finish counting down the list here real quickly. Don't have that much time on the show. We're at number 4, right?
Oh, right, yes.
Okay, so Reverend...
You're talking about the minister?
Right, the minister, he died in October 2010. He's hog-tied. He's wearing 2 complete wetsuits, a face mask, and some diving gloves. I don't know if he died of autoerotic asphyxiation. I don't know if someone tied him or if he tied himself. It doesn't indicate, you know, who did that to him, but that's still a crazy way to die.
Well, of course. That's the same way how David Carradine died.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know.
That's how I found out about this word. I never heard of that one before.
And number 5, this was a story that was released a few years ago where this guy, he was going to farms and having sex with horses. And he died from, a puncture in his anus from the horse's penis. And, you know, the police uncovered videotapes and footage, hours of footage of him having sex with horses and other men having sex with horses. So he would visit, you know, special farms who catered to bestiality. And he would just bang these horses like he was banging a girl.
Yeah.
And that ultimately led to his death. So he tried to have sex with a woman rather than a horse. Number six. This is a good way to die. A guy was driving a car, 23-year-old guy, and he's getting oral from his girlfriend. And I guess the oral was so good, he ended up crashing his car into a pole, and he died on impact, and the female passenger survived, and she was taken to the hospital with broken legs. So that death is not as bad as the other ones. The other ones are more perverted. I mean, with this one, at least the guy is actually, you know, doing with a woman, a human being, you know. But, I mean, still a crazy way to die. But I'd rather die that way than the other previous stories that we've talked about. And number seven, an old man dies after he secured a bargain price for sex. After...
You've got to be kidding me.
An 80-year-old man met up with a prostitute, and he decided to harass her to bring down the price for oral. And she brought it down to $6.50. And I guess the guy was so shocked that he passed out.
Oh, my gosh, man. This is crazy, man.
And he ended up dying from that. So
these stories are so crazy. It's making me look heartless, man. I can't believe these stories, man.
And number eight, a man dies of a heart attack after realizing the prostitute is a transsexual.
Oh, my God.
So a man went to a German brothel, and, you know, he had sex with a woman there. And afterward, the woman revealed that she was really a man, and the man ended up collapsing and dying. And the coroner who did the autopsy revealed that he died of a heart attack because of excessive use of Viagra. So I guess he died of shock and overdose on the Viagra use. And number nine, well, this is another way that I would die. Number nine, a man dies after a 12-hour threesome. Now, that's the way you go out. That's the way you die, my friend. This guy in Russia, he had a bet with two Russian women that he could have, you know, sexual intercourse with them nonstop for 12 hours. And so he ended up banging them for 12 hours. And after that, he just, I guess, had a heart attack. And he also ended up taking a whole bottle of Viagra pills. So that was really the main reason that he died, because of the Viagra overdose. And number 10, now this is going to be the last one that I read tonight. I'll have to read the other three next week because we won't have time. So number 10, guy named Kevin Kirkland, he was 44 years old. He used some rope handcuffs to tie himself to a tree, but then he got accidentally trapped when one of his non-Boy Scout standard knots got stuck around his wrist. And I guess the rope ended up slitting his wrist, and he ended up dying from that. He was basically tying himself to a tree and banging a hole in the tree with his penis.
Oh, my gosh.
And because he got stuck with the rope ended up slitting his wrist, and he ended up dying. He bled to death. And there's no one there to help him. And he was apparently drunk when he did this. So that's number 14. That's number 10. I'll have to count down the other three next week because we won't have time. So that's just a portion of the craziest perverted deaths of all time.
My goodness. This is easily the worst list you've ever given.
But we'll continue next week. And Will, you got any last words or anything else you want to say?
My goodness, I don't even have a segue. I mean, you know, check out my show. I promise you, we won't continue to live there. You know, Sundays 6 p.m. Only on Black Talk Radio.
All right. So check out the show next week if you want to hear more of the list. And, you know, we're here as usual Saturday nights at 11 p.m. on Block Talk Radio. And for me, I'm Mac, and Will, we'll see you next week. And I'll leave you out with some One Republic, Counting Stars.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things a week will be. But baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Makes me feel alive.